You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Today's podcast continues our series on business vocabulary, with a special focus on collocations or word partnerships. By focusing on words that are commonly used together, you can improve your vocabulary and also your ability to understand your English-speaking colleagues. When you think of office administration, what are the first things that come to mind? They might be things like paperwork, filing, copying, and other boring and repetitive tasks. Most people probably don't think of an office manager's job as a crucial service that supports the successful running of a company and, therefore, its ability to make money. Well, today we're about to meet Thomas, who's going to tell us about the role he plays as office manager at the Mexican subsidiary of a multinational chemical company. Listening questions. 1. How does Thomas summarize his role as office manager? 2. What characteristics does Thomas list as important qualities of an office manager? 3. According to Thomas, what is a common misunderstanding about the best way for an office manager to do his job?
So, Thomas, you're an office manager at one of Petrotex's regional offices. How would you summarise your role there?
Simply put, an office manager is responsible for the smooth operation of a company's day-to-day business. That means that I work closely with our general manager here in Mexico to meet the company's staffing, equipment, and organizational needs. In other words, my job is to coordinate all of the supporting functions of the company so that we can operate efficiently.
And what are some of the supporting functions?
Well, they cover a pretty wide range. Everything from overseeing the facilities and paying the rent to interviewing job applicants and managing the payroll.
So what does it take to be a successful office manager? What are the key qualities companies are looking for?
The most important quality is the ability to exercise sound judgment and to do it day in, day out. One reason office managers take their job so seriously is that they have so many different areas of responsibility, and a single blunder can result in termination. So the pressure can be pretty severe, especially in a large office with many employees.
Okay, well then, given the stresses of the job, what type of personality is most likely to succeed in this role?
I'd say good office managers typically have many positive characteristics. Common sense, good humor, confidence, and the ability to motivate others. It's especially important that an office manager works well with others in a group.
I see.
Yes. A lot of people believe that an office manager should be someone who tries hard to make a good impression on his or her superiors. But most people who work in this job would disagree with that. They'll tell you that this job requires them to be firm, not always tactful, when there's a deadline approaching and the pressure's on.
Being an office manager might not sound so exciting at first, but as it turns out, Thomas's job has a lot of challenges, and there are a lot of things he needs to think about if he wants to do it well. Here's a simple explanation from Thomas of what an office manager does.
An office manager is responsible for the smooth operation of a company's day-to-day business.
The word smooth normally means flat or without any bumps or dips, like the surface of a table. So when we talk about the smooth operation of a business, we mean that things are going along at an even pace without any unwanted surprises. Here are some other ways you might use this expression in a business context.
The smooth operation of our production line requires a reliable supply of raw materials.
Good interpersonal skills are critical to the smooth operation of a team.
Thomas explains that to keep an office running smoothly, an office manager needs to organize the activities that keep it going.
In other words, my job is to coordinate all of the supporting functions of the company.
Supporting functions in a business are tasks that may not seem exciting, but are essential to its smooth operation. They include everything from making sure that the computers and office equipment all work properly, to maintaining the office accounts and payroll. Let's listen to a few more examples.
We could cut costs by outsourcing a few of our supporting functions.
A serviced office space provides supporting functions for small businesses at an affordable price.
Thomas says that keeping track of these supporting functions is necessary.
So that we can operate efficiently.
To operate efficiently means to get results with as little time or effort as possible, without wasting the company's resources or doing things in a disorganized way. Here are a few other examples.
Without properly trained staff, it's difficult to operate efficiently.
By making their invoice system operate more efficiently, they managed to speed up bill collection.
For a company to operate efficiently, a lot of things need to be done right. Thomas gives us a short list in the next part of the interview.
And what are some of the supporting functions?
Well, they cover a pretty wide range, everything from overseeing the facilities and paying the rent to interviewing job applicants and managing the payroll.
Thomas uses three active verbs to describe common management activities: overseeing, interviewing, and managing. He is overseeing the facilities or buildings, interviewing job applicants, and managing the payroll or the employee's salary payments. For more detailed explanations and examples, you can check the study notes for this episode. These are some of Thomas's routine tasks, but the interviewer also wants to know the most useful or important quality of an office manager.
The most important quality is the ability to exercise sound judgment and to do it day in, day out.
Judgment is the mental process that all of us use in making decisions, especially when the best choice isn't easy to make. When a decision is good, or when it's based on the right factors, we say that it shows sound judgment. And the verb we usually use with this term is to exercise. So you're likely to see these words appearing together fairly often. You can use this expression in phrases like these.
Choosing among job applicants means more than just comparing their resumes. It requires exercising sound judgment as well.
I expect our local managers to make decisions quickly and confidently while maintaining sound judgment.
When Thomas says that office managers should show good judgment day in, day out, he means that they need to perform well every single day, not just once in a while. Let's try a few other uses of this English idiom.
A customer service representative deals with angry clients day in, day out, so we need employees who are always positive and polite.
Lenny's been working day in, day out on that presentation for nearly 4 weeks now.
One of the aspects that makes an office manager's job challenging is that it covers many areas of responsibility, meaning that office managers are responsible for many different types of tasks. Here are a couple of other ways to use this expression.
How would you describe your previous job at Stanton Incorporated?
Well, my main area of responsibility was developing new customer leads. but I occasionally helped other sales staff to deal with our established clients.
Having more than one area of responsibility is certainly one challenge for office managers, but it's not the only one. According to Thomas, expectations for performance in this job are very high, and he even says that
a single blunder can result in termination.
A blunder is another term for a mistake or an error, usually one that happened because someone wasn't paying attention or thinking clearly. When Thomas says that just one mistake can result in termination, he means it can lead to an office manager losing their job or getting fired. In a business setting, expressions like getting fired may seem a little too casual, so the verb terminate, or the noun termination, is often used as a more formal alternative.
Management has made it clear that inappropriate use of the internet during working hours will be cause for termination.
We've had to terminate two of our staff for failing to meet quarterly sales targets.
Being terminated isn't something most employees want to face, but how can an office manager perform well enough to avoid it? Well, Thomas thinks that to be successful, they need to have a certain kind of personality. He begins by listing a few of the most important qualities that office managers should have.
Good office managers typically have many positive characteristics: common sense, good humor, confidence, and the ability to motivate others.
Common sense is the ability to make the right decisions about simple things. Good humor is the ability to maintain a pleasant and cheerful mood, especially in challenging or stressful situations. Remember, good humor doesn't mean the same thing as humor. It's not about being funny or telling jokes. It's about staying in a good mood and helping others do the same. Lastly, to motivate someone means to encourage a person to be interested in doing something. Let's take a look at how you can use these collocations.
Common sense is the key to solving many problems.
Dealing with a difficult boss requires a positive attitude and good humor.
Team-building activities can be a good way to motivate employees.
Good humor and the ability to motivate staff have something in common. They both involve building relationships with other people in the office. Thomas uses another common expression to explain what this means for office managers.
It's especially important that an office manager works well with others in a group.
Being able to work well with others is the key to success in a lot of jobs. It means being able to keep other people happy and comfortable working with you, while at the same time contributing to the success of your team. Let's try using this expression in another situation.
Do you think Kevin would be a good choice for the new HR position we're trying to fill?
It's hard to say. Kevin's very productive, but he has trouble working well with some of the other staff.
At the end of the interview, Thomas explains one frequent misunderstanding about what a good office manager should try to do.
A lot of people believe that an office manager should be someone who tries hard to make a good impression on his or her superiors.
To make a good impression means to act in a way that makes other people admire you or feel positive about you. Doing a good job is certainly one way to make a good impression at work, but there are a few other things that help as well. Listen to these examples.
Tony is very professional, but he doesn't always make a good impression with new clients because he's a bit quiet and reserved.
I
A well-written cover letter can help make a good impression during your job search.
But why does Thomas think that making a good impression isn't all that important for office managers? Well, here's how he explains it.
This job requires them to be firm, not always tactful, when there's a deadline approaching and the pressure's on.
In other words, making your colleagues feel good about you isn't always the right way to get the job done. There are times when an office manager needs to act decisively and to make sure other employees do their jobs. According to Thomas, that's especially true when the pressure is on. This is an expression we use when a situation is very stressful or challenging.
Sarah's a good manager under normal circumstances, but she gets stressed out too easily.
I've noticed that too. She doesn't perform very well when the pressure's on.
Now it's your turn to practice. Let's first review the verb collocations we've covered today. In a few moments, you'll hear a series of sentences with a verb blanked out or replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence, supplying the missing verb in its correct form. For example, if you hear,
"We found we could efficiently with fewer staff than we thought,"
you can say,
"We found we could operate efficiently with fewer staff than we thought."
Let's give it a try.
Arriving late didn't help Paul a good impression on his first day at work. Answer. Arriving late didn't help Paul make a good impression on his first day at work.
An HR manager should sound judgment in settling disagreements among employees. Answer. An HR manager should exercise sound judgment in settling disagreements among employees.
As office manager, one of my tasks was the facilities. Answer. As office manager, one of my tasks was overseeing the facilities.
Being able to well with others is the key to success in this position. Answer. Being able to work well with others is the key to success in this position.
Now we'll use the same method to review today's key vocabulary. In a moment, you'll hear another series of cues in which one word is blanked out with a beep. Repeat each sentence, adding the missing vocabulary word.
Team building activities can be a good way to employees. Answer. Team building activities can be a good way to motivate employees.
We outsource most of our functions to save money. Answer. We outsource most of our supporting functions to save money.
Some of our cost-cutting measures have been based on sense, like buying in larger quantities to get discounts. Answer. Some of our cost-cutting measures have been based on common sense, like buying in larger quantities to get discounts.
Sam's a great team leader, but he can get a little stressed when the on. Answer. Sam's a good team leader, but he can get a little stressed when the pressure's on.
And that concludes our episode on the job description of an office manager. Don't forget to check out the study notes in the Learning Center at www.businessenglishpod.com. There you'll find detailed vocabulary explanations, practice activities, and full transcripts of this and other episodes. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.